Welcome, everyone. I'm Sarah Westall. I'm doing an update on what I heard about Timothy Holmseth. A lot of my listeners have sent messages worried about what's going on with him. And yes, indeed, he was arrested yesterday. He had many police officers, different agencies. I don't know who all arrested him, but he's indeed in jail right now. I had the person who had him arrested call me this morning on the phone, and I had a long conversation with her. Her name is Kim Picasso, and she had multiple injunctions against Tim out of Florida, Broward County, the same county that the shooting in Florida happened. Incidentally, 2 days ago, Timothy posted a bunch of links to corruption that is occurring in Broward County with the deep state. And Broward County is the same county where the school shooting in Florida occurred. But coincidentally, after Timothy posted this stuff, the next day they arrested him. And I don't know what the deal with that. That to me seems like it's a coincidence that's hard to ignore. But that being said, he is not allowed to talk about Kim Picasso publicly. He's not supposed to refer to her. He's not supposed to have any information about her. She was the attorney for Haley Cummings' case, and she also represented Crystal Shelfield, who was the mother in that case. A weird situation happened where she dropped her as a client, and then Crystal Shelfield did a complaint against the Florida bar against her in that case. I don't know really what happened there either, but it is stuff that's on the internet. So there's some ugly stuff here. What I told Kim is that I would welcome her to come on my show and represent both sides. I'll go and interview Tim in jail if I need to. I also want to interview a couple other people involved in this case. I just think it's important that we get a little bit more sense of what's going on here. But again, it's Broward County. It's where the school shootings happened. One thing that Tim Holmseth said is that maybe made them mad is this is another example of where they're sacrificing our children for bigger political reasons or for their gain. Those of you that think it's a false flag, maybe there's some truth to that. I don't know. But I got to tell you that I have a hard time with that Florida shooting as well, because immediately they're talking about using this to get guns off the street. If they really cared about our children, they would be looking at some of these bigger picture items. Washington University in St. Louis came out with a study just about a year ago showing that 1 in 3 of our children are reported to child welfare for abuse. 1 in 3 reported. So we all know that not all children are reported. So how many kids in our country are being abused? Once they're in the child welfare system, over 50% of those kids, from multiple sources that I have, say that they've been sexually molested. They're more at risk of being sexually abused in the system than outside the system. I've heard that from many people in the child welfare system. Now, there isn't a formal stat, but everybody I talk to says that's true. So if we really care about our children, we'd be looking at not just the children who died at these sporadic school shootings, which probably numbers well under 100, but we'd be looking at all these kids that are dying at the hands of abuse, which is way more than the kids that are dying in school shootings. We would be looking at the suicides. We'd be looking at the long-term damage that they have for the rest of their lives for being sexually abused. We have a major epidemic on our hands. If the leaders in this country are participating in ritual sexual abuse, or a decent percentage of them, there's no reason to fix our child welfare system. That explains why our child welfare system is so messed up if our leaders are actually involved. They have no reason to fix it. And so now we have this epidemic on our hands. And so for them to claim that they're going to be helping children and getting guns off the street when we have massive amounts of children who are being abused and neglected in this country. You can't focus on one when it's such a small number and not focus on the elephant in the room, which is the number of children that are abused. One in three now. When you look at that number, it is so large that it's going to affect everyone in this country. If you say, well, it's not my problem, it's somebody else's, and hey, they can deal with it, I don't need to take on society's problems. Well, you got to live, unless you're going to go live in the woods, you have to live in this world where all these children are being abused. So that, if you want to care about kids, you got to focus on that. And if you focus on that first, the bigger priorities, then I can believe you that you actually care about kids when you try to get guns off the street and not have a bigger agenda at hand. And I understand how it's a tearjerker. I understand that it seems to make sense to get guns off the street. But when your priorities are so messed up, I have a hard time believing you're authentic. So what's going on with Timothy Holmes? I don't know, but I will keep you informed. And again, like I said, I am going to be interviewing Kim Picasso, and she's the one that got him arrested. I'm just going to be presenting information, and you should be use discernment, question everything, look into things yourself. Don't believe that just because you hear it, it's true. And there are rotten people and corruption in every level of society, at the base level, at the top level. And if we want to get rid of corruption, we have to be honest and truthful and look at all of it. So I hope you take that to heart and have an amazing rest of the day.